Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hello, everybody.
I think we've got a really fantastic topic to talk about this week. And for your heartbeat, you talked about contentment.
We all want that.
Exactly. We all want that. So I think all of us connect with that. And you started off by saying, or asking the question, well, what is it? And the two words that you said were joy and peace, where we feel joy-filled.
Yes.
And where we're at peace. But it's the next part that I quite stood out to me was you said that it should be the hallmark of every man and woman who knows God.
Yeah.
Everyone who
knows
God.
That really spoke to me. It was like, whoa, am I content every minute of every day because I know Christ?
Mm.
And I'd have to say no.
Mm.
And it's not Christ's fault, that's me.
Mm.
But that's what I really want to, I guess, attain.
Mm.
That, you know, isn't that what Paul says? I'm content if I have lots or if I have little, if I have much.
Mm.
Because it's knowing Christ that is what makes you content.
Mm. Mm.
And it's not your environment. It's not what you have or you don't have.
Mm.
It's knowing him.
Because how often are we dissatisfied when we attain something else in our life? I don't know, get a house, get a new car. Like it fills, let's say, a certain part of you for a certain amount of time, but there's always then, oh, I want something else. Like
and
there's
I think
never
that's,
that kind of, it's not contentment in its fullest
no,
sense.
No, but I think that's the dilemma of living in the world. God says live in the world but don't be of the world, and the world affects us so much because it says attain this, be this, have this, reach this, then you've got everything.
Yeah.
And we know it's not true.
Mm.
I don't have to have the best house and the best car and the best whatever to be content. And all of those still won't fulfill me. It's only Christ who fulfills me.
I suppose that's the difference between one's attainment and then one's contentment. Two different, So I loved, that really spoke to me about contentment should be the hallmark of every Christian. But we don't always have that because, as you described it, we give to God and then we take it back. We give to God and we take it back. And I'm guilty of it too. We go, yes, God, I'll give you everything. I'll rely on you. I'll trust on you. But then when something hard comes my way, actually, you know what? I know how to do this myself. Like, and then we do take that element back and we don't trust in God.
Yes.
Hmm. But if we're aware of God's goodness, is how you described it, then we can be at peace through our troubles. So,
but God's goodness can also be, I guess, and, you know, it's hard in a way to say, but God's goodness to us could be the disease he sent us. Mm. Not that he's allowed it to happen.
Yeah.
Because he realizes, because he sees the big picture.
Mm.
He realizes this eczema that I have that drives me crazy from itching all over my body is what will bring me to know him better.
Mm.
It's hard for me to say that because, you know, you say, what? So God allows cancer to come along and, you know, and riddles my body and, I'm not saying that necessarily, but I'm saying God uses everything for good.
Mm.
So the cancer that has been allowed to be there, or you've done it to yourself because you went sunbaking and caused melanomas in your body, because that's just what happens.
Mm.
You know, there is laws that natural law that occurs. God then will still use good out of it if you let him.
Mm.
And so we can be content even in the middle of what we're in, with what we have, with the diseases maybe we carry, with the disability we've been born with, we can still be content when we know truly our God.
Mm. And that's what you were sharing, that if we knew how amazing God is, then we're content in that. And when we know his goodness, and how amazing that wonderful God is to us, then we can be content trust in him.
Yes, yeah. But also this world is only part of our life. Mm. We're only passing through it.
Mm.
The whole life is the eternal life with God.
Mm.
And that's when we're truly going to be content, because we've reached perfection. We've reached the holiness that we're being drawn to.
Mm.
But if we just see it that way a bit, then things that happen in this world don't affect us as much, because we go, I'm only passing through here. You know, I'm here for a time and for a purpose and to, I guess, show God or learn from God that I truly do love him.
Mm.
Because that's the only thing we're on the earth for, to choose him.
Mm.
And when we've chosen him, then we've got this eternal life forever with him.
Mm.
And but what is it? Love your God and love your neighbor. Mm. So once you've chosen him, he then gets you to love your neighbor and give to your neighbor and serve your neighbor because you're serving God.
Yeah. Yep.
And so, you know, it's like, it doesn't matter if I'm wearing grubby clothes, I mean old clothes, meaning, you know, doesn't matter if I haven't got the best street in the house.
Mm.
But what I do have, I do look after.
Mm.
And what I do have, I serve and honor God. And who I am, I honor God.
Mm.
And I love God and I love my neighbor.
Mm.
That's all God says. What did they say? The two great commandments.
Mm.
Everyone kept asking Jesus, what are the commandments? What should we follow? What's the laws?
Yep.
There's only two, he said. He said, one is love the Lord your God with your whole heart, soul and mind and love your neighbour as yourself. That's all we need to live by.
Mm. You share about Psalm 23, verse 1, where King David says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And we know that Jesus has been talked a lot about as the shepherd throughout the whole of the Bible. And you use that to say how, like with God, he's not surprised when things come our way, but he is always aware and they're protecting us and watching over us, just as a shepherd watches over his sheep.
Well, God knows what's going to happen into the future of everyone's lives.
Mm.
So he's already planned how he's going to rescue us and how he's going to protect us and what he's going to do. He already knows. Mm. We don't.
Yeah. But that's where we can find contentment in that we have a God who is always looking out for us and there and aware. And then on top of that, when you said Jesus laid down his life for us, he also then wants us to have a life that is of abundance, that we're content, but we're content and God gives us abundance.
Yes. Because it's a different abundance.
Mm.
It can be abundance in the joy and peace that we all really desire.
Yeah, yeah. So this week I was thinking for our weekly challenge is that we could take that psalm to prayer, the Psalm 23 verse 1 that says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, and just pray over that and how we have a God who is always there guiding us, protecting us, and therefore we can find real peace
and
in that, contentment in that.
Yeah.
So we hope that that chat has really blessed you this week. We hope that that's given you a lot of things to think about, and we look forward to chatting with you all again next week. Bye.
Bye, everybody.